Greetings, this is James Gillen with the Azure Talk Radio on the BBS network. And I should say hola, buenas noches, because we are broadcasting from Mexico. And I'm taking a little bit of time off, getting some very much needed dental work done, and take care of a few other things while I'm down here. But, you know, it's been an amazing trip so far. I just landed, and hopefully, who knows what tomorrow's going to bring down here. You know, I have been sitting on top of things. I guess it can get crazier, but I'm not sure if it can, because, you know, especially with the California fires, you know, saying prayers to all of our friends there in California. These fires, Northern California, now we've got Southern California. And, you know, I would really look into this. They call them DEWs, directed energy weapons. And just go to YouTube, type in California fires and DEW and do some research on that, because, you know, these fires and the way they're starting and how fast they're going. I mean, they were saying these fires were going a football field a second. I mean, that is insane. That things just don't burn like that. Now, when you do the heavy chemtrailing on them and you add, you know, heavy metals and aluminum, you know, to the mix, you're going to have some really volatile situations. And I know when the fires that we had up, you know, in Oregon and some in Washington, there was heavy chemtrail activity going on. And they're seeing all these weird, in California, they're seeing these weird beams coming down, kind of a green and a blue beam, or mostly it's a blue beam. And there are, you know, it's like a double effect. They target with the green and the blue creates the fire. So the heat, you know, coming from these fires, you know, they're melting drive shafts and things like that. It just doesn't happen. The rims are melting right off the cars. You know, that's just unheard of. You know, this is like 911 all over again. But, you know, look at that, look at Agenda 21, and you'll have the answers on that. I don't need to go any further on that. But anyway, say prayers to the people in California. Whatever you can do to help them out down there. I definitely wouldn't donate to the Red Cross or some of these other fake agencies. You know, there's fake news and then there's fake donation agencies, you might say. You know, find places, you know, go down there and put it in the people's hands, you know, give it to the food banks down there and things like that. You know, it was the best way to do it. So I want to go, I know one of my least favorite things is to deal with is this political thing going on. But, you know, it's beyond ridiculous. I watched Pelosi trying to defend, you know, John Conyers and Al Franken, you know, on sex scandals. And then, and she knew of their shenanigans a long time ago, you know, for quite some time. And now she's been busted having an affair with, get this, John Mueller. It doesn't get any crazier. I mean, the politicians that are screaming the loudest, you know, wanting to impeach Trump, you know, even wanting him to be assassinated, they're all hooked up together and some on a very intimate level. So anyway, it can't get any crazier than this. Well, maybe it can. I don't know. I think when it all gets sorted out. But Mueller, you know, who's heading the Russian investigation, Russian collusion, is his counsel is just riddled, you know, with scandals, you know, major donations to Democrats. And now they have this Strzok guy here. He's a special investigator. He was involved in changing of the email investigation, wording it, you know, changing the wording so it wasn't, you know, an extreme felony, which is really what it is. You know, and he's also involved in the phony Russian dossier. And he's been caught sending anti-Trump emails to another female lawyer that he was having an affair with and another lead investigator. So these guys are all in bed together. I mean, literally in bed together. It's just unbelievable. It looks like Trey Gowdy and Devin Nunes are going after the FBI in contempt of Congress, you know, again, for refusing to turn over information on the Strzok situation there. So, also Jason Chavez, he said that, you know, it's very clear that, Hillary lied under oath. So all this stuff is coming out. You know, there's a major obstruction of justice going on. And I don't know if it can get get much weirder, but it's all being exposed. There's some new stuff here. They've got Elizabeth Warren. She's Massachusetts senator. She's nicknamed Pocahontas, you know, due to a false claim to be a Native American. Apparently, she absconded with $5 billion. You know, and so it went to the Democrats. But, you know, this money, they're finding billions and trillions of dollars. And they're coming, you know, they're actually, some of this money is being recovered and going back into the Treasury. And people haven't heard the latest, but, you know, I've heard numbers up to like 500 trillion, even more. Money has been ripped off and stolen. And when you add up all the numbers, so, you know, when that goes back into the Treasury. And I think that's all going to come out, you know, now that the, you know, it looks like the evidence is pretty overwhelming that the Marines have taken over the CIA headquarters and the FBI headquarters. And now they have all the, they call it, I guess, usable evidence, or there's other names for it. They have all the evidence. They know of all the blackmailing, all the bribes, all the nonsense that was going on there. They've got, you know, all the evidence. So that'll be interesting to see when this comes down. It's going to get even crazier. But, they had an Arizona Phoenix rally. I thought it was interesting. Soros was funding this. He was trying to fund a major coup, you know, and also to create all kinds of violence again, at this gathering. You know, it was a, and so what happened? Again, Bikers for Trump showed up, and looks like it didn't work out too well for that group, you know. So anyway, they're finding, and now, you know, here's the Judge Moore story. I guess the 14-year-old that he supposedly raped has dropped her charges, dropped her story. She couldn't come up with any evidence, and the yearbook that he supposedly signed, she couldn't come up with it. And, you know, she said she, you know, had all this evidence, and apparently she didn't. And then they're finding out that Soros is actually paying for these people to come forward. So, so far there's been no real meat in that. I'm not saying he's guilty or innocent. I don't know, but, he's really been getting hammered on that one with all these charges, but they seem to be, more nothing burgers. But I guess this Al Sharpton and this other guy named Glasgow now is they're trying to register all of these felons. They're going around to all the prisons and register all the felons so they can get them all to vote against Moore. So, as I'm saying, it doesn't get any more corrupt, and they're all being financed by Soros. So same old stuff, you know. He's not long for this world, because funny thing about karma, it does come back on you. So good old Bummer took a trip to Asia acting as president again, you know, thinking he's still president. And it was a total fail. And he came home embarrassed with his tail between his legs. In a speech, he admitted he was not an American, that he was born in Kenya. And you can actually get a copy of that. I sent it out over our list. You can get a copy of that speech. And he blatantly just said, I'm from Kenya. I'm not American. So what does that do? You know, everything he did was fraudulent and based on a lie. And he thinks he's still in charge. I mean, that's a WTF moment, you know. But that's a direct violation of the Logan Act and several, I don't know how many laws this guy's broken and how much money he's absconded with. And there's a list of crimes that is a mile long. And you can put Hillary in that group as well. But it's just getting crazier and crazier. But You know, the whole thing is, this whole investigation was about, did Trump collude with the Russians, you know, to interfere in the election? No. Was the DNC hacked? No. It was Seth Rich that actually, he was disgruntled with, he was a Bernie Sanders, you know, fan, and he was really disgruntled with what was going on and how she stole, you know, the election from him, you know, and it just goes on and on. And he was the one that downloaded the information. And so that's going to come out too. And I think that's going to come out when the FBI, now that the Marines have all this information, we're going to find out exactly what happened in Vegas. We're going to find out what happened to Seth Rich. We're going to find a lot of things out that are just going to be unbelievable. Things we suspected are now, you know, going to happen. So, you know, Trey Gowdy said, you know, we've got nothing, no witnesses, no documents, no proof, you know. So basically we have a $7 million nothing burger to go on with this collusion thing. But they are finding all these other little things and trying to, you know, grab other people around Trump and get them to testify against him. But they've got nothing. And, you know, they're doing all they can. It's just it's a witch hunt. I don't know any other way to explain it. It's a witch hunt. But there's other things going on, too. The now, if you've listened to Abel Danger, there's a guy named Field McConnell, and he totally validated a lot of things that we've been talking about for over a year right now. And some of the things I can't really talk about because I have connections that I just can't really mention right now. But I do have some major inside information. But, you know, there's some things going on. Supposedly, they're saying John Kerry and John McCain both, you know, have a black eye. So on the left. Now, one of the things when you really go against the Chinese, a lot of times you end up with a black eye. That's your warning. And if you keep going, they actually end up removing your right eye. I know it's brutal, but that's kind of a tradition they do over there. So basically, you know, these a lot of the benevolent, you know, the benevolent Chinese elders that know they have a huge investment in America. And if America goes down, they lose everything. And so they don't want America to go down either. And so they've aligned themselves with the white hats, and actually the military, you know, is running America right now. We're not aware of that. The military is the highest court. It's the highest law, and they're stepping in. And again, they did step in with the CIA and kind of destroyed that coup. There's more to that. There's a lot more to that, but they are going to restore the Republic and get this going. But I think it's funny that all these people are wearing boots now. You know, they've got black eyes and boots. You know, but it's gonna keep going. Now I'll tell you, there's some things going down. Now the new treasury is actually in Nevada, and there's a place called Sparks, and it's in Reno, Nevada. It's like an Indian reservation there, and that's where the new currency is being printed and the new coins, and it's going to be backed by gold. And the gold is backed by the Chinese elders. And so, you know, these guys, you know, they are going to put everything back on track, and they're going to make a level playing field, you know, with the, as far as the, you know, currencies are concerned. And there's a lot more going on, but there's some people out there, and I know there's so many more I want to name, but you know, there's like Sarah Carter, Laura Ingraham, I think it's Dana Loesch. I'm not even sure what I'm saying. Millie Weaver, you know, there's Leanne McAdoo, there's Teresa Yarnos Yarnes actually, and Candace Owen. You know, all these people are coming out right now, and they're some of them are seasoned reporters, and a lot of them are new faces on the scene. And it was something that I always wanted to do. I always wanted to put together like a council or a gathering of some very intelligent, beautiful women to just, this is what's going on. And all of these women know what's going on, and it's amazing. And, you know, listening to them, talk, you know, and just you know, you they nail it. They just nail it, and it's almost like, and I'm not trying to toot my own horn, but I have these ideas. I'm going, you know, this is what I really want to do. I want to make this happen, and then I try to make it happen on my level, you know, that I think it's going to happen, and then it happens anyway, which is amazing. It actually happens anyway. So I always wondered that, you know, am I manifesting this from some other level, or am I attuning to what needs to happen or what's going to happen? Am I going into the future and seeing, you know, what's going to happen? But, you know, it's pretty interesting. But, you know, the way I see this going down basically is, and I've talked about this a lot, you know, the golden rule is he who owns the gold writes the rules, you know, makes the rules. That's the bottom line. And luckily, the gold is in the hands of some very spiritually, very advanced people that know, they've seen the handwriting on the wall. They've had Kuan Yin appear to them. They've had the Pleiadians appear to them. They're fully aware of the ultra dimensionals. They're aware of where the earth needs to go and where she is going to go. And they're fully aligned with this program, and that's how things are going to unfold, basically. And so they are going to put an end to a lot of the disease, a lot of the poverty, and a lot of the problems on Earth right now. There's another group out there that's doing all they can to create separation and division, and they want to actually totally, you know, collapse the system, put everybody in abject poverty, and have a nice little surf program going, you know, a little slave kingdom. And that's, you know, the cabal and the New World Order boys, you know, that's their agenda. So these two agendas are going at it. And it's pretty obvious, you know, who's going to win this one, because, you know, basically when you have the source itself, all these, you know, 13th dimensional, ultra dimensional beings, you've got the masters, saints and sages, you've got all these unseen forces, you know, with abilities beyond imagination pressing in on the earth right now. You have the original terraformers that are back, you know, both the ancient terraformers and the later terraformers, which were the Pleiadians, who actually worked very hard at putting, getting things ready for Atlantis and Lemuria. You know, these guys are back too, and they're going, what happened? You know, and they're getting ready to reset, you know, the earth. So when you have forces like that, I mean, these other dark hearts are so outgunned, you know. And one thing about it is that these other forces are, you know, a lot more patient than most of us. They do have a bigger plan. That plan will come out. It will happen. And there's no way of stopping it. But, you know, there's a lot of glitches along the way. And there are people that are going to do all they can to resist this plan. But they will implode because they're not frequency specific to where the earth is going. So anyway, there's so much going on right now. We are living in a world of opposites, and I really want to ask people to do some education, you know, do your own research about what's the difference between a democracy and a republic. We live in a republic. It's been hijacked. You know, we have the Constitution and, you know, the, you know, common law and things like that. Do some research on that to see what it's about. And then we have the, you know, United States Inc., you know, which is the hijack, the corporation. And then we have the Democrats, you know, the democracy, which just is a rouge, you know. They use the word democracy to go and, you know, take out other countries, you know, so they can, you know, in bring in the brute squad and then install, you know, the corporations install their people, and then we're right, you know, and it's all done in the name of democracy. Well, you know, let's go establish some republics out there where the people are in charge, you know, do something that way, where every person is king in their own kingdom, you know, so that's the way to do it. But anyway, there's some really interesting things, and I understand that I guess there's some new shifts going on with the BLM. A lot of the Native American lands being returned to them. you know, there's a lot of abuses that with the BLM. You know, we can go back to the Bundys and all the other people that were involved in that. You know, a lot of them were actually, a lot of those ranchers that were losing their land was because it had uranium under it. And go back to Uranium One, that scandal, that's the real collusion going on. And so all this stuff just ties into a few people, and very few people at the very top. And then you've got, you know, the Bush, the Clinton gang, and the other ones. And, you know, you just go down the ladder and you'll see it all comes together. And I think it's all going to come down. It's all unraveling. So the information is out there. It's in the right hands. The evidence is there. They're weeding out the trolls and the psychopaths, and the, you know, the corruption is getting cleaned up. And I think there's just going to be a mass hammer coming down here real soon, very soon, this whole month. You know, I was really surprised that it made it into this month of December, because I thought towards the end of November, it was going to, the hammer is really going to come down, but obviously it did. And so now you're going to start hearing about it. But you're going to hear about a lot of the mainstream news agencies who were in total collusion with all this, that with the deep state. It's just going to go on and on. And so it's going to continue to reveal itself, because it's that time, you know. It's like no rock will be left unturned. There's, you know, all the iniquities will be shattered from the rooftops. That's what they're talking about, these times. It's the frequencies are increasing. The earth herself is ascending, and she's going to the next level. The higher dimensional beings, the masters, saints, and sages are all pressing hard, you know, in on the earth. And so the dark hearts and these other groups are like sandwiched. They've got nowhere to go. And they will implode if they don't stop what they're doing and make restitution and do a, you know, a very deep soul searching, ask for forgiveness, you know, from the God within them, which you're already forgiven, basically, because you've never been judged. But it's something they need to do on a soul level, on a deep soul level. You can turn this thing around. So, you know, forgiveness is unlimited, but they're not going to tolerate, you know, just the lip service and then continuing in the same old ways. That's not going to work. It never has worked. So there's a little thing called the light review. And when you go to your light review, nothing is hidden. You can't lie your way out of it. And, you know, you end up feeling pretty low after that if you've done some pretty low things. So then you get to come back and try to straighten it out again. I've got some good news coming up too. We've got on the 23rd, we're going to have Michal Ledwith, an interview with Michal Ledwith, and he was an advisor to the Pope. He's written God knows how many books. His last book is Saving Jesus. I highly recommend getting it if you really want to know what's going down. You know, the true story about, and, you know, all the subversion and the altering of the true story and things like that. It's a very good, good book. And, you know, we had a really long talk about it, you know, about the true nature of Source, how it's been changed, the origin of the wrathful God, all of that, you know, where that came from. So it's going to be interesting. But anyway, There's so much coming up. We've got, I think it's Nano Girl or whatever. She's coming up. We're finalizing that. There's some really good guests coming up. But I just left this one open because there's so much going on. I felt, you know, it was really good to bring this up. And then my last show, too, there was so much information. I didn't have a chance to open up the lines for calling. So we are going to open up the lines. And so people, if you do want to call in and voice your opinion, it's 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. And, you know, and I want to do a little disclaimer. You know, I'm not a Republican or a Democrat. Matter of fact, I didn't even vote, to be honest with you, because of some kind of legal ties that tie you in when you do vote. And I had all these legal things with the ranch that I had to be aware of. But I do you know, I do love America. I really want to see an end to this mass embezzlement, and I just want to see an end to the poverty and the homelessness and all the other things going on, which can be done. You know, very. It's not going to be that hard when you see how many trillions of dollars have been stolen from the coffers. People are going to be shocked, and I really hope they go after the ones, you know, that were involved in that. And a lot of people are going to be shocked when they find out that their icons or the people that they thought, you know, were really working on the side of good were actually the opposite, you know, working on the other side. So stay tuned. You know, it's all going to unfold, and it's not going to be anything like you think when it does. But, you know, the white hats are busy. The military is busy. The republic is being restored. The treasury, it has printed the new money. All these things are coming together. And again, I wanted to tell people, too, that, you know, for a long time, I've been telling people the RV is not going to happen until the swamp is drained. There's no way they're going to let that much money go into the hands of these dark hearts. And, you know, it's just very irresponsible. And so I really too, when this money does come through, you know, kind of think about all the people that don't even have water. You know, they don't even have a bathroom. You know, they don't have food. You know, there's, you know, being down in Mexico, I know a lot of villages that don't even have running water. They don't even have a toilet, you know, so, you know, and I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing because they're very close to nature, but still, they could use a lot of help, and they're being, you know, kind of pushed out, and a lot of people don't want them to thrive or take off. But, you know, I think the minimum we can do is make sure that they have running water and, you know, a toilet and, you know, food basically, and whatever shelters they want to make, you know, just say, what do you need? You know, what do you need to, you know, put a roof over your head and, you know, have a little more sanitary conditions, rather than force our notions on what they should do. You know, why not sit and talk to them and say, hey, how can we help? You know, what works for you? But anyway, there'd be some great community centers that could come up, and you could have community centers and schools and things like that. But again, you know, let's maintain the heritage, you know, maintain their way. Let's not turn everybody into nice little consumer robots, you know. So, you know, that's not the way to go. I know down here in Mexico, when I'm down here, if you can speak English, you have like an 80% better chance of doing well down here because of all the tourism and everything else. And, you know, just having schools that teach English or teach other, you know, languages and things like that, you know, teach basic small business practices, that would be such a boon. You know, it would be so helpful. And there are, you know, they are doing that. That is available, but, you know, on a grander scale. But I think when the RV comes in and, you know, these other, you know, we're talking about quadrillions of dollars, basically, are made available, a lot of this stuff is going to shift. And one thing I'm concerned about is I'm really concerned about the, you know, the space fleet and those guys and a lot of that crazy weaponry they have in space. You know, who's in control of that? Are they on our side? And what are they going to do with it? Because I think the higher dimensional beings are taking it out right and left. If you're using those weapons on the light workers, the other dimensional beings are stepping in. But there's kind of interesting what I found out is that, you know, maybe if we all did a meditation and asked, you know, the ultra dimensional beings with their ships and whatever, can you take out any harmful technology that's being used against the people that is operating outside of universal law? And, you know, if we did that in mass, you know, we'd probably get a lot of help from it, but we have to initiate it. It's like a lot of times they're not going to just come in and do everything for us. We have to do our part as well. But if we're moving forward and going in the right direction, you know, there's an old saying, God helps those who help themselves. If we're rising up, waking up, and you know, trying to create heaven on earth and operating under universal law, we're going to get a lot of help, and especially when we initiate that help. But if we're going to be a victim and expect everybody to do everything for us and take care of us, then, you know, that's a different story. That goes nowhere. And it goes nowhere fast, actually. So, again, you know, when these funds do come in, let's kind of like make sure they're going in the right direction, you know, like, you know, help out those less fortunate. That is the, you know, that's the law of one, you know, the Lemurians operated in the law of one. It was, you know, they worked very hard to help those less fortunate, you know, become all they could become, you know, reach their highest potential. And because we're all one, and we have to realize that. So, and again, you know, people think, oh, you're one of those airy-fairy guys that think we should just let everybody into the country and we're all one. And I said, not necessarily. There's a lot of people that aren't operating under universal law. They're not creating heaven on earth. And matter of fact, they'd like to see us gone, you know. So we have to deal with that accordingly. So there's an old saying, being a Christ doesn't mean being a doormat. And so we do need to take care of business on that accord. So it's interesting being down here in Mexico. People go, what do you think about the wall? And I said, yeah, we should keep Americans out. You know, just joking around with them. We should build a wall and keep Americans out. But, you know, there is a lot of money coming down here. And, you know, there is a lot of ugly Americans coming down here and really kind of taking advantage of things. But there's a lot of good Americans down here that become part of the community and become an asset, and they help the community out as well. So it's a mixed bag, you know, going on. But, you know, I kind of have mixed feelings about it. I think it is important to secure the borders. I think we have to. You know, when I guess Obama released something like 20,000 people with that, you know, were felons and everything from murder to rape to whatever, and just let them out, didn't put them back across the border anywhere, just dumped them out. And we've got these other guys just coming back over and doing the same thing. I think that's a serious problem and it needs to be dealt with, and the drugs as well, you know. And so I don't know any other way than building a wall and being very clear on who comes, you know, across that wall. I think that's important. So, you know, I would love to be in a world where there are no walls, there are no borders, and one day, and I think that's not that far away, believe it or not, that could happen. But it's going to be a huge shift, like something like they talk about the event or something like that has to happen for that to happen. But the only way that is going to happen is you have to get rid of the ones that want to separate and divide, and you have to re-educate the people that have bought into their separation game and created all these terror networks and everything else. You're going to have to deal with those first. It's just common sense. You know, a lot of these movie stars are saying, yeah, we want to let all the Muslims in and all everybody, you know, we're just going to let them in. And they're sitting in, you know, multi-million-dollar mansions with, you know, their own guards, you know, and they're carrying weapons, you know, and they're anti-guns, but their bodyguards are all carrying weapons. Same thing with the politicians. And, you know, it's like, yeah, we'll invite them into your home. You know, that'll solve that really quick. You know, open up your mansion. Let them all come hang out. That'll end the story really quick. So again, tonight is open lines. And so if people want to call in, if you want to talk about some of your experiences, again, you know, it'd be good to get an update on the fires too, the California fires, because that's pretty insane what's going on there. And again, you know, when you see all these lasers coming down out of the sky and these fires and the intensity that they're burning and how quick they're starting, not to mention the drought that's geoengineered, there's a lot more to that story. So if people, you know, are in those zones, you know, it'd be good to hear from you, mainly because, you know, I was looking at the news and I go, God, there's nothing recent. You know, everything's going back to the 6th or the 7th. There's been 2 days and two more days down there of things going on. California is in a really weird space, you know, because, You know, not only do you have the fires, you have the severe drought, you've got the fires, the snowpack is down. They're having a serious water problem. They're pumping water like crazy, you know, out of the ground. And it's actually sinking. It's sunk like over 5 feet in some areas. And California is sinking. When you take all the water out, you know, it's the ground's, you know, it sinks. There's huge aquifers under there. You pump everything out and things fall in, you know. So that's one thing about California. It's not in a good space. It's kind of ripe for major changes. I know they had in Topanga, where the fires were going on, they had a little 3.7 quake. But I think, you know, the way things are drying up down there and with the solar activity and everything else that's going on, it's going to get more intense. Again, let me give you those call-in numbers. If people want to call in, feel free. It's 888-627-6008 and voice your opinion. About what's happening. As we move into Christmas, we're going to have a lot of different shows. We're going to move into a different direction. I really don't want to keep going in this political arena, but it's things that we do need to talk about, because I'm blown away at the blinders that are going on and the social programming and the deception. I've never seen anything like it. It's just beyond belief. And, you know, I actually answered one of those polls. Do you believe CNN, you know, is fake news? And I said, you know, so I typed in the answer. I said, read the NASA papers. And it says right in there, they're going to use CNN, you know, as their mind control method, you know. So, you know, it's right in the New World Order agenda. It's written right into it. It spells them out, CNN. You know, Project Mockingbird, you know, that's what it's all about. So do I believe they're in fake news? They are fake news. I mean, they are created, you know, by the alphabet agencies to mind control the people, period. You know, and when you see these people, the things that they're saying and the lies and the deceptions that they're spreading, and they keep doing one retraction after another, you know, you wonder when is this going to end? You know, every time they say something, they have to do a retraction. It's like Trump's tweets. You know, Trump will do a tweet, but he won't retract it, and we find out it's true later. CNN does something, and then we find out it's a total lie, and then they have to do a retraction. It's kind of like the opposite. It's almost hilarious. And, you know, again, you know, it'd be nice to have a Gandhi, you know, but right now we need a warrior and to drain the swamp. And that's where things are going. It looks like we've got Kelly on line one. Kelly, are you with us?
Hi, James. Yes. Good evening. How are you?
Good. Welcome to the show.
Great. Thank you so much. Yeah, I know you were inviting listeners to call in tonight. And, you know, I guess my question is, specifically regarding the trails that have been spreading, it was really interesting. I noticed towards the end of November, I almost didn't see anything in the skies, and I was pleasantly surprised. But then looking back through the second week of December, it seems like, I mean, there were a couple of days where I had never seen as many before. It's almost like tripled. And so I didn't know if you had any insight or feedback about that.
You know, definitely have been observing that, watching that. I know there's a lot of people coming down with some very weird illnesses recently. You know, some strange viruses are going around and things like that. Not sure what's in those. I was really hoping that would come to an end, you know, with the Marines taking over the CIA headquarters and some of the FBI, you know, headquarters. So, you know, it looked like that would be taken care of because they're tied into the Air Force. The CIA and the Air Force are joined at the hip. Obviously, they haven't cleaned up the Air Force yet because the chemtrails are still going on. And right. You know, it'd be nice to you know, basically the science isn't there. To do geoengineering, everything that they're claiming is false, and is false science. And we do have the Munder effect going on. The shields are down on the planet. We're going through more, you know, we're actually moving into a mini ice age. I do believe in climate change, not global warming. There mm-hmm. are certain areas where the ice pack is going down and other areas where it's increasing. Our glaciers on Mount Adam have come back, you know, so, you know, they melted down and now wow. they're coming. So it's, you know, and there is a major ice buildup, you know, in some areas on the poles, and then there's it's melting on others. So there's major changes happening on the planet. Energies are being redispersed. And I know one thing I've noticed, and people think I'm nuts, but I've showed people over and over, I've watched the Milky Way move almost 45 degrees in a very short time. And one night you go out there and it's going north and south. The next night you go out there and it's going almost east and west. And you're going, what?
The other direction. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I've seen that too. Yeah, you're not the only one.
Yeah, and I've been pointing that out to people. I said, remember we were out here two nights ago? And they go, yeah. And I said, well, do you remember remember I took a flashlight and I went down the Milky Way and I was pointing it out and it was going north and south and it was going right towards Mount Adams. I said, yeah. And I said, look at it now. And they just went, oh my God, you know, they couldn't believe it. And so there's either a major earth wobble, you know, we're definitely moving into a highly energized place in space. Our whole solar system is, and that's what's causing a lot of these changes. And we're going through a mini ice age, and there's a lot more to the story. It's not carbon, you know, it's not the humanity doing this. It's all the other planets are undergoing the same changes. They're going through atmospheric changes, and you know, it's happening throughout the whole solar system. So, you know, I don't think they're driving SUVs on the moon, although we do have bases there, but they're, you know, doing fuelless energy and counter-gravity and things like that. But, you know, when you see the moon going through major atmospheric changes and Venus and all these other planets as well, you have to say, hey, there's a bigger picture going on. And I'm all... Yeah, I'm all for bringing in the new technologies. I'm 100% behind. Let's bring out the, you know, the anti-gravity, the counter-gravity, the fuelless energy technologies, all these things, especially the healing technologies, you know, the frequency healing technologies and the natural cures and things like that. I'm 100% behind all that, you know, but let's, you know, actually the more CO2 we have on the planet right now, the better off we are, because it'll help with this the little mini ice age we're going into right now. And now there's one more thing I want to say, and I want to hear more about what you're experiencing, but there's two sources of data. It's called the raw data, and then they call it the mm-hmm. adjusted data. If you read the raw data, we're going into a mini ice age. The temperatures are actually going down on the planet. If you read the adjusted data, it shows the opposite. So you know, who's adjusting this data? That's what we need to find out. Okay, who's adjusting this data? Why are they adjusting the data? And that's to get this global warming thing through so they can get carbon credits and they can get then they can have a global police and they can totally control the economy on the planet. And that's what they're trying to pull.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's interesting you mentioned about how the CO2 would be beneficial. And, you know, I it's always difficult to share that with somebody because I've been in that same predicament before where I've mentioned, you know, maybe that's actually a good thing. You know, what do you think that our plants live off of? They need that in the air to take in and to grow. And I feel like in a way, you know, with all of this geoengineering, they're really trying to starve the planet. And what I had seen in the sky, I was shocked. Like I said, you know, mid to late November, I was oh, wow, okay, you know, late November, this is great. Like, there were really 2 days two or three days where I didn't see anything in the sky. And I was just like, I was shocked. It kind of reminded me of when I was a child and you would just see these beautiful, like, cotton-like clouds in the sky. It was just, it was picturesque, you know? And, but then towards the very end of November, early December, I had seen chemtrails like I had never experienced them before. And I've actually made a point to photograph them as much as possible. And it, I mean, it almost looked like feathers in the sky. And you can actually see where whatever liquid or, I guess, aerosol that's in there, it almost looks oily. And it's streaky through the sky, and it actually spreads out, and it looks entirely different than what a natural cloud formation looks like.
Definitely, you know, and the black ones too. Have you seen the black chemtrails?
The black ones? No, I haven't. Well, I guess maybe more like a grayish. It wasn't specifically black, but
they have dark ones.
Have you guys experienced those?
Oh yeah, they go right next to the other ones, and it's like a carbon silicate or something. I don't know what they're doing, but they have the black ones, and that would actually heat the planet up even more, doing things like that. And the whole chemtrail program is actually it would overheat the planet, not cool it down. So a lot of the geoengineering, the droughts and everything, are caused by the geoengineering, especially California. And as I said before, when you add the particulate matter to the plants and the grasses and the trees, they become very explosive. And then if you have some laser technology, you just go and you start your Agenda 21 program. You just start frying, you know, whatever areas you want to clear out for your new program. And that's basically what's going down right now.
Well, you know, energetically, it was so strange. There was a couple days there where I just felt like physically I had no energy. And, you know, it was interesting because I had called in for the teleconference a couple weeks ago. And there were several other, you know, people online that we had spoken to one another, and we said, gosh, you know, you can just feel it. It was just a really funky little energy going on. And I say little, you know, and that's really downplaying it, actually.
Well, they use hearts too, you know, a lot of us.
Is that back and running now?
Yeah, they use that. Well, there's all kinds of harps. There's harps everywhere. It's not the main one, but, you know, they use that. And, you know, when you inhale all those heavy metals, they go into your system, you become an antenna, and then they can use harp to do, you know, the harp technology to do whatever they want, create any kind of mood they want. And they can excite you into volatile anger, or they can sedate you to being almost comatose. They can even make you ill. So it's a two-part program that they're using.
You know, and you can just physically, it's just interesting because it's almost like a switch, and you can tell. I'm sure several of your listeners can speak to that as well, where you just know, okay, well, they're playing around extra today, so we just need to do more clearing, more than usual.
Yeah, I know Prince came forward and talked about that, you know, after the chemtrail. He says, watch what happens. You know, there's going to be all these fights and crime's going to go, you know, violent crime's going to go up and everything else. Next thing you know, he's dead, you know. So they don't like it when a major celebrity comes out and talks about it.
No, you know, that's really interesting because I've heard that in kind of like outside of D.C., that area, they had been attempting to use lithium for bringing crowds kind of to kind of like comatose kind of behavior. Did you heard about that at one point?
Oh yeah, they're shooting it up in rockets. They're using it everywhere, and you know they've got the fluoride in the water, the lithium in the air, and the heavy metals and everything else. And it's just dumbing down everybody. And you know they want everybody to be nice little worker zombie bees. You know that's the program. But I think they don't have much longer to pull this off. I think it's coming to an end here really quick. And there's a lot of good people out there. William Thomas, you know, Dane Wigginton. You know, there's, you know, just type in geoengineering and forget about the first things that come up. You know, WikiLeaks. What's that one called? Oh God, I can't think of a lot of the you know, the fake news on the other ones. You know, you type in chemtrails or something. They said it's a conspiracy. They're not real. You know, so it's like, you know, what you're seeing above your head redundantly and undeniably is not real, according to a lot of these search engines, you know, when you check into them. But anyway, you know, people are figuring it out. You can't deny it anymore. It's in your face.
You know, I do have one last question. considering, you know, all of that, the topic that, you know, you were sharing on, how has that really impacted the inner earth beings? Because I've just felt like, you know, they always say as above, so below. So I wonder about that, you know, how is that impacting that situation as well?
Well, you know, the big earthquakes that we have are shake up their heavens, you know, so they're not happy at all with what's going on. The water, we share in the water, there's the air, the water, everything, and it's getting epidemic, you know, globally, it's getting to be a mess. And so they are coming out now. They're starting to come out. They're kind of coming. We just filmed this massive mothership coming down, and those were the, you know, other ultra dimensionals coming in, and they're aligning with the inner earth, and they're coming out together. So it's going to be interesting, because all the you know, the warriors, the light warriors, both inner earth and ultra dimensionals, all of them are going to be making themselves known on a mass scale right now. And they're part of the awakening, healing, and the cleanup process. And it's like the prophecies are unfolding, and we're right in the middle of them.
Right. You know, and that kind of, I guess, brings it to the point where, you know, I think to myself, because I think we're on the cusp where so many people have waken up, and so many people have chosen this point in time, you know, to be present on Earth as in human form, I guess would be the best way of saying that. And, I, you know, sometimes I guess it can be kind of concerning, because the push towards AI and merging with that.
Yeah.
For humans, you know, because I think in a way, I feel like as though there's going to be this push where it's twisting of the reality, you know, and I guess that can be really concerning when you think about it, because so many people are of the belief that everything is good, you know, that there's only good out there.
Yeah. Unfortunately, you know, we live in a dual, you know, universe, and you know, you've got the polarities and everything else, and you know, it's obvious. You know, a lot of people say it's all an illusion, it doesn't matter, you know, and I said, well, you see that tree over there, take a run at it and get back to me. You know, what you do on this planet is just as important as what you do in the other side, you know, because it either weighs light or heavy on the soul, you know, so they got to get over that. That's a mind control program that was created in the think tanks, you know, at Stanford think tanks. And there's two things they want to do. Everything is an illusion, so it doesn't matter. And the other one is that there is no evil out there. If you see evil, it's within you. And so it's a big guilt trip and a way to get you not to recognize that there are dark forces out there and do something about them, you know? So it's just a nasty trick that has been played upon a lot of the new age community. And it's time for them to kind of, you know, snap out of it, you know, and pay attention. I've got other people on the line, so I got to let you go, but thanks for calling in and sharing, and be sure and call in again.
Definitely. Thanks so much. Love and blessings and light to you and the rest of the crew. Thank you.
All right. I think we got time for one more quick call. You've got Carrie patiently waiting on line two, but we've only got a couple minutes. So Carrie, what do you have for us?
I wanted to quick say, as a light worker and someone who feels that we're here to turn the tide with our thoughts, I know all these things are going on and it, you know, feels pretty oppressive, but I wondered what your thoughts were on, you know, I know we're getting together and meditating and so forth, but I really feel like myself, I feel my energy increasing and, you know, I'm doing the clearing and so forth, but I wondered what else we could do or what else we you might feel we're capable of or on pushing back these things that seem to be happening, but pushing them back with our creative consciousness.
Yeah,
and changing, you know.
I practice loving detachment. I can talk about these things without getting emotionally involved or putting a charge in them. Mm-hmm. And I'm all about shedding the light on what's going on so people can look at it and educating people, you know, and we do, you know, there's two sides of the coin, but we do need to focus on the positive, on the higher consciousness and energy, but we can't ignore the fact that, you know, there's these other things going on, you know, because that just gives them free rein. So it's a combination thing. Don't be a victim. Don't be in fear. Don't, you know, flip out on these things, you know, practice. I just say stand in your own divinity and speak when you feel like you need to speak and say what needs to be said and you know, let's move forward.
Can we help transmute things though, like even the chemtrails? I mean, with our, we feel like we have the abilities then to even with our thoughts and, you know, to help clean up.
Well, I think we can engage the other nature spirits and the air sylphs and things like that. And we can get help from the ETs. They've done a lot of work on that level, you know, and our higher self has all these abilities too. So, know, but there's a lot of unconscious people out there that are being affected very adversely with this.
Yeah.
And, you know, to me, it's, I'm all about whatever I can do to, you know, to end the pain and suffering down here and educate people. And that's part of it is, you know, if the pilots stop flying the planes and the guys stop filling them up with the chemtrails and if they start realizing that they're poisoning their own families and things like that, you know, maybe, you know, through educating people, they'll finally put an end to it.
Sounds good. Well, thank you.
Yeah, thanks for calling. I got to run. We're out of time, unfortunately. So this is James Gillen with As You Wish Talk Radio signing off. And again, you know, practice loving detachment, stay in the heart, but don't be afraid to call things for what they are or how you see them. And I always ask people, well, show me something different. If you have more information or more evidence or whatever, bring it out. You know, my truth is flexible, and I'm always willing to hear both sides. But we need to stop allowing ourselves to be, you know, one track, you know, one track mind and in this social programming that's going on. And it's unbelievable. But anyway, we're out of time. Have a great evening. Buenas noches from Mexico. And we'll be talking soon. We've got some great shows coming up. Good night.